Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you to the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let women fight him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Who am I?
Tony, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Shit.
What's up, man?
Great day. It's Sunday and we here again, man.
Man, you know, we got a lot of action. But hold on, let's give a shout out to our sponsors, man. Big Fred, the Motor City Mafia, Lil Tone, you know, help sponsoring the sponsorship with the Mafia, June on the board, Slouch Ridge. We are live in our motherfucking cut, as always. Rule number one, no snitching.
Can't leave out my man, Big Fred.
I said Big Fred.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Let me shut up.
Rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no muting mic. And we have a new rule number three, no crying.
I posted went down there
and watched my boy Tone do battle, but that weak motherfucker, you know who I'm talking about, and I hope he listens, you weak bastard. Thanks a lot, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Hold on. You can't start something and not finish it.
Well, you
always wait a minute.
If you're weak, you're weak.
But
you know what?
Junior,
we don't beat up on our
people that patronize us. You know, we leave that to Mile and Dragway. We don't beat
okay,
up old people over here.
Okay, then. Okay. I'm a bag up.
Tone?
I'm a bag up.
Yeah. What'd you say, Meatball?
What'd you say, Meatball? I'm going to have to ask Tom, what the hell he mean? Get your ass.
You say what?
I said, Tom, what you mean by that? That comment.
I mean, I'm just saying, when you come to our show, we appreciate you and we treat you with respect. We don't beat the shit out of you like they do at Mile and Dragway. You want to get your ass kicked, go to Mile and Dragway.
You know what, man?
Come to Clocks Off Radio.
You know what, Tom? I heard, and I think I have a guest that I think that may be on. I don't know if he's on yet. And this guy been wanting to try to get in touch with us and touch on that subject. June, do you see a 313? Shit, I hope I'm saying this number right. Do you see a 313-7173?
Hold on a second. Yeah, 313-7173.
Can you bring him in, please?
Yes. 313-7173.
Shake and bake. What's the deal? I've been trying to catch up with you fellas, man. Lil' Tony, I had to ask Meatball to come catch up with you guys, man. What's going on with this fight at Mila, man?
What fight at Mila?
Janine hit one of the racers in the back and put a big bruise on his back, man. And the boy talking about suing her.
Yeah, we heard about that. Yeah, I mean, just like the other incident. But, you know, my thing is, if I go to a restaurant and I'm not satisfied with the food, I don't go back. So, you know.
Exactly.
I don't understand why people continue to go there and they get treated the way they do. You know, I heard people say, well, it's close, so, you know, it's the hometown track. But, I mean, you know, my thing is, you know, it's a saying, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Them people not going to control
exactly.
me for a damn time clock. I mean, we got Aldendega, we got Ubley, we got Lapeer, we got Stanton, we got Norwalk, we got Martin. You got other places to go. You know,
yep. Spend a couple more dollars and go to another one. Because
right.
when is this gonna get to the point where she hit me or you?
Exactly.
When is enough?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
Last night,
I'm listening.
Last night we had the little boy was supposed to come on Tail's show and talk about it. He didn't, but the Addams Family came, one of the ladies from the Addams Family, and they talked about it on the show. Big Drag was on, quite a few people, somebody from Florida, and they talked about the show. And it got to the point where some people feel like, no, I'm not going because of that mess that they create. I'm not supporting their show because when you go there, you give them more money, and they treat us like dirt. That's not right. It comes a time when you got to stand for something. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. My mama told me that back when I was young, and I understand it very well. You got to stand for something. So we got to get the rest of the people to understand. Enough is enough. Because I heard word that Janine's starting to carry a gun. I hate to hear when one of my brothers gets shot, and we could have did something about it yesterday.
You're right.
Problem?
Yeah.
So, you're absolutely correct. And you know
well,
something? You know, people ask me, why do I not go to Mile? And I tell them, me personally, I've never had a situation at Mile, but for just like the reason you said, I constantly keep hearing about different situations at Mile. So out of support for the people who have had situations, that's why I stopped patronizing them, for just like you say. So as long as it ain't happening to me, it's okay. But if it happened to you, hey, I didn't have nothing to do with that. And then when it happened to me, now I want to cry and scream bloody murder. So I stopped going there. It, you know, it ain't complicated. I said, you know what? I do always hear about the way they treat people. Yeah, I haven't had a problem yet, but am I going to wait to do something about it? You know, once I have a problem? No, when that situation with the Adams had happened, that's when I said, you know what, out of support for the Adams, and I don't even know them people. I said, I'm not going back there.
And, you know,
say what? Hello?
Somebody spoke up.
Who was that?
I don't know. Somebody said something.
I don't know.
But,
so, like I say, the only reason I went May 3rd was to support Wayne. You know, my love for Wayne is greater than my dislike for Mylan, so I went to support his event, and, you know, and I was done. But,
yeah, that's good.
For people to continue to support them and the way they talk to people, the way they treat people, and, you know, I mean, come on, man.
Hey, Tone, I want to touch on what you said right there. Okay, I understand the concept of when you don't want to support a certain place, that's understandable. I honestly think where people have it messed up is that if somebody that you know, somebody that shows you support, has an event, regardless of what issues you may have had with the owners, the operators of that property, you should still, as you stated, you should still show support to that person that supports you. And I see a lot of guys that, you know, they won't support an individual, you know, not based on anything that he may have done, but because of where the individual is either having his event or where he's from. I don't understand, especially if that individual supports you in any way possible. You know, so
right.
I'm glad you touched on it. You know, there's a big difference between the two.
Yeah. I agree with you. But, you know, like you say, us just talking right now, we may feel that, you know, me personally, in all the years I've been going to Mylan, I've never had any preferential treatment. I've never got in free. I've never got nothing free from the concession stand. I've never been at the back of the line and got brought to the front of the line. You know, with that being said, I mean, I pay my money just like everybody else. So you're not going to treat me just any kind of way because you're not doing me no special favors. You know, I don't like the way I see and I hear Mylan treat and talk to people. So I choose not to go. And people sit back and they hear about all the stuff that's going on and they just shake their head. But the following week, you're going back there. But then once the situation involves you, now you want to scream bloody murder. I mean, you almost want to say you deserved it. Why did you keep going back? You keep throwing rocks at a dog, and then when it bites you, now you upset. It's your fault. You shouldn't have been picking with him.
That's correct. You know what? Let me open up a couple mics and see what's going on, man. We're gonna get being that, you know, we started this off like this. We'll get on to the races in a minute. Let me go on and open up a couple for you. 630-1551, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
I want to thank Big Sham, Bruce Leroy, Motor City Mafia, Clocks Off, and the rest of the crew. You know, we had a good time yesterday. Man, we seen the world's fastest trailblazer at its finest yesterday. Little Tone didn't want no trouble.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey,
we gonna get to that in 1 minute, man.
Hey, Little Tone, you didn't want no trouble, man. I couldn't believe that.
I mean, okay. Now, this goes back to this. If you're gonna tell the story, Tell it right, man.
Hey, Jewel, go ahead on, Jewel, man. You know, you got other mics to open on up, man. Just go open up the rest of the
okay.
mics.
Okay, okay, now. We'll be right. Hey, Danny, stick around, man. Stick around. We'll be. Hey, we will definitely get back to the racing in a minute, man.
313, Tom, what's up?
8435. Rich, come on in while I open this mic.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, Meatball?
What's going on, Rich? What's happening?
Too much. Hey, last week I gave some people some love real quick, and I left two guys, Diamond Fabrication and Mike Peters. Thanks for the support. They bought quite a bit of product from me last week, and I just want to give them some love.
There you go. There you go. What's happening, Reggie?
Not much, man. Just sitting back, relaxing, waiting for July 26th. It ain't coming fast enough. You know, I'm looking at all the lock-ins, and it's starting to get heated around here. Word on the street, Randy from the CEO made a pass in the Nova last night, man. We saw some footage.
Whoa.
Hold on.
We're going to get to the hold on. Later. Hold on. You said, Hey, Red.
Yeah.
I was getting some static in my phone. Did you say an Escalade he made a pass in, or thought you said no?
Randy from the CEO from Young Money Racing made a pass into his new Nova last night. Nova last night and made a pass. And when he left in the air, and he came down and got loose and got back in it and straightened it out and made a hell of a pass.
Whoa.
Hey, Red, not to cut him off. What size tie did he have on? He had no Shirley Modonis on there, did he?
I think he was on some 28s or some 29, 10 and a half. But, hey, he looked good. He looked good. Randy, CEO, say, man, look. I need to handle this myself. Let me get some seat time.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble. Okay, all right.
I don't know. Y'all know that the last time the CEO got behind a race car, you see his driving career's ended really quick now. Come on now.
Man, Randy a trooper, man. He going to handle it. That's Young Money.
Oh.
CEO. Lead by example.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, I wish him the best then.
Made a good pass, man. Made two good passes.
Hey, Rich, hold on a second. I'm going to open up a few more. Let me run through this real quick. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
Off the Water Racing, Young Money.
Come on in. What's happening, Cecil?
What's up, Cecil?
What up, though? What up, fellas? Listening at the show. Yeah, Randy, he's impressive. He's driving. He drove like he wasn't scared either, so, shit, you got to get hats off to my man.
I thought
he was going to get out of it, but, shit, he stayed in it. Then I want to comment on the good racing yesterday on the Noy T. We supposed to make the big challenge stuff, but my car wasn't ready, so we stayed here in the D. We'll be down there to see them guys. We ain't forgot about them, so we're sorry about not making it to a sham show, but we got love for him. We'll be down there. We had plans on taking the car, but things were wrong. But we had fun anyway here in Michigan, so it was all right. Good racing, real good racing.
Give us some highlights, Cecil.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with you. One of the best races yesterday was Jimbo and Chucky. That was, remember about two shows ago, I told y'all I wanted to see them two go at it? Oh, they went at it. It was a good, beautiful race. It went all the way down to the end. So that was one of the races that impressed me, being Rube and Frankenstein. Ooh, That's what that motherfucker is, a Frankenstein. That motherfucker was running. Good racer, but Don won the shootout. Hats off to Don. You know, shout out to him for winning the shootout. And he was hurt, but he still went out there like a man, and he got the job done.
The Mexicutioner?
The Mexicutioner, yeah, that's a
man.
Bad bitch.
Hey, Dom, motherfucking congratulations. Way to represent.
Yeah, that's
though.
A bad bitch.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show, man. It ain't going to do nothing but get better and better, man. It was beautiful.
Yeah. That's what's
yeah,
up.
We had a good
Tone,
time.
Tone, did I tickle
what,
your
man?
Funny bone or something, man?
I'm just saying, you know, when your Latino brother win, now you partying and everything. But I mean, that's cool.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. When
we all
my Latino brothers win, hold on, Cecil, bag up. Stay on the water because this shit going to be hot, bro. Stay back. When my Latino brothers win, of course I'm going to celebrate because all these, and I'm going to put it like this, and I don't mean to offend nobody. All these macaroni and cheese, watermelon eating motherfuckers, when they win, they sure the fuck dance like a motherfucker. So yeah, and in fact, motherfuckers, rice and beans to the front, motherfuckers. Come on.
Nah, hey, man, hey, Toe, you know how I am. I like bullshit, man. But congratulations to Dom and the Mexicution and crew.
I do gotta say, man, big shouts out to Pizza Rob with Johnny Quick Driving. God damn.
Pizza Rob riding.
Them guys are
right.
Somebody's
I like to see him and Chucky go at it.
Man.
Chucky had his shit on kill yesterday, too. That car was running good.
Man, but did you see Pizza Man?
Yeah, Pizza Rob, man. He made a few good passes.
Is it safe to say July 26th is gonna be real interesting?
Oh man, that's gonna be a man. Hey, y'all should have made that the bloodbath. That is going down. Man, it's going down.
I heard the Motor City Mafia going to be giving out long plastic bags that got holes in the top so you can put them bitches on because it's going to be a bloodbath, boy. When it comes to grudge, keep it clean. When it comes to grudge racing, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly.
I think one of the, I don't know if it was an upset or whatever, Frankenstein, and I guess in the shootout, he ran Quick at Rick.
Rube.
What is it? He ran
Chad Rube.
He ran Chad Wicked in the convertible. Wicked Quick. He ran Rick. Chad in the convertible. And Frankenstein got that win. Like, man, he chopped that damn tree down.
And he didn't race Rube, Meatball?
Yeah, he raced Rube, I think. He raced Rube in the
shootout. That was a good race. That was a good one.
But we had, I think, some grudge race one. You had Squinchy.
Shouts out to Lil Chris, too, for knocking a hole in Bad Company ass again. He drugged that slow-ass Malibu.
Who?
Shouts out to Lil Chris when he drugged the Malibu. That was Bad Company in the Malibu. The black Malibu?
It was a – who else? Let me read this. Who else was in Pizza Rob ran Little Chris. Pizza Rob with the win. Rube ran Little Chris. Rube with the win.
Turbo GP and Chucky run.
Yeah, they ran off the trailer. Chucky with the win.
Oh, I forgot about the Kip and Turbo GT. He put the Turbo GT's dick in the mud. He wasn't going to catch that white bitch.
No, they were 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. Yeah, but see, Chip broke the tires loose. It was, that was a clean run with them two going down there. Well, it was clean enough. That white bitch just ran away
Turbo
from
GT,
me.
I think Turbo GT broke loose. They was in the right lane. I seen the little video. It looked like they broke loose.
Okay, well, it was cleaner than the first win with Kip lost to him. You know, his shit just broke. But now when he did go down, oh, man. Woo. He made a beautiful pass.
Ride or die racing with
a
red little convertible.
It's gonna be a real interesting year, man. Like I thought it would be a couple undefeated cars, but from the looks at it, I don't think anybody's gonna go undefeated.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't gonna be no undefeated. It ain't gonna be no cars with just one or two losses. If they racing no bitches like they was racing these last shootouts. Chucky started off good. He 4-1, some shit like that. Lil' Chris, he looking good. Mr. Cuban, man, them boys, they riding. Good racing.
And
hold
on,
half
to all of them.
Even out yet. Half the cars ain't even out
yet.
Uncle Jim, Ride or Die Racing, with the red convertible. They got action with who was these guys? Salinas Motorsport, Turbo 68-67 Camaro. They ran Black Beauty. Ran Black Beauty. And they was waiting on Randy. They was waiting on Randy to see what they was Randy ready in the Nova.
Shit, Randy gets the most little sea towel. I think because he ain't scared. I thought he was going to be scared, but no. He showed no type of, you know, shaking and scared and butterflies. No. On both them passes, he stayed in it. The car got the shifter, though. He had to change the shifter because we had a little problem with the shifter. He needed a better shifter, but no, he whatever it had, he was giving it. Stayed in the motherfucker, man. Hitting the gears right, nitrous was all right when they did get it right. Yeah, shouts out to my man. Yeah, it was good racing, good racing.
Well, that's good. Congrats
to all the guys that won. And I'd say so far,
Brian Davis is having a hell of a season.
Hell yeah. Chucky was trying to get another one. He was trying.
Yeah.
If that motherfucker raised him and Jimbo, it was a photo finish. Remember I was about, like I told you, about a show or two ago, I was hoping to wish, and I see that race, see how good God is, put him right back in the final, and both of them went down there, clean passes, both of them.
Wow.
That's good.
Good passes.
That's good.
Hey, was Junior there?
Yeah, Junior didn't have his car there. I think I seen Junior.
Yeah, I'm talking about Junior on the line. Did he disappear?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to open up some more lines.
Yeah. I got one open there, 586-7112.
That's good for you. A lot of protein in the grass.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, Long Island Joe came down here, was clucking people upside their head.
Yeah, he did. Long Island Joe again came down here. I'm not going to expose his script, but, boy, he sure know how to play possum. Hey, listen, man. Listen. Man, I'm going to tell y'all this. They going to be up at 131 July the 26th. And believe one thing, they going to put somebody in the cookie jar also. They real good at that possum shit. But let me go on and open up a couple more. Let's see what's happening here. 312-0684, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior? What's going on,
what's
everybody?
Up,
how y'all doing? It's Larry.
Uncle Larry.
What's going on, Larry?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Man, we good. We here. It's another Sunday. We alive, so we doing good.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to come in and I wanted to add a little bit to something y'all was saying, man.
Yes.
About the supporting cast.
That's right.
We had a real, real good show over there yesterday due to the fact that we had a little rain and so forth. So the people and everybody, they came to support before the rain and stuff had came down. The thing I want to know, it was something that I heard that was said, and I wanted to bring it to the head because, see, a lot of times we hear or we see things so far and so on, and we take it and we sweep it up under the table. But it's a lot of things that I feel like we should talk about because everybody on this line knows that ever since y'all knowed me, I've always come on here talking about fellowship.
That's correct.
But today I want to talk about rocket ship because there's some bullshit going on.
You know, there you go.
I feel like if we go out and we go all over the world to support, it's no further for us to drive somewhere than for somebody else to drive for us. I don't see any support that we got from the South at all, man, other than Gunny Picks. You know, and I was kind of disappointed in it because of the simple fact that I go to their cast, I support myself, and I support my little brother. You know what I'm saying? And my thing with it is I just feel as though, you know, a fair exchange ain't no robbery. You know, we travel, we do all this, and we do all that and so far and so on, and I want to ask y'all, as a student body, man, I don't want to ask no one personal individual. Is that a fair exchange or is it an unfair exchange? I need to know because I've been having a problem with it all night long.
You know, Larry, I'm going to say this, and I may be wrong, and again, this is my opinion, but, you know, a lot of times the things that we do for others, they don't appreciate it or they don't acknowledge it. And what I've learned over years is that you might get me the first time, but you ain't going to get me a second time. I mean, throughout the year, throughout last year, throughout the wintertime, the Midwest as a whole has always showed, I would say, substantial support. And I think now it's taken as a given that whether we support, and I'm saying this on the other side of the table now, well, y'all going to come support us whether we support y'all or not, so fuck it. Or, you know what, we don't give a damn whether y'all show up or not. So, you know what, I mean, and again, this isn't pointing at any one individual, group, entity, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, do unto others as they do unto you. That's the only way I can see it, you know. And I may be wrong. But that's my personal opinion on that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know because I feel like what we do in the Midwest is just as important as anybody does in the South, East, West, or whatever, you know? And everybody want to ask us to come support their cast, but nobody want to come and support our cast, you know? And I just don't think it's fair. When somebody kind of touched on that subject, they kind of bung it out of me because I try to stay as straight as I can because I know it's a lot of young guys behind me. And I'm like this here. If a man lead a bright path, it's a possibility he's going to be followed. But if he leads a dull path, then ain't nobody going to be following it behind him. So I try to keep everything on a certain level, man, because I respect each and every one of you all, and I want every one of you all to respect me, too, as a man. You know, so
that's correct.
I just had to come here with that little question and ask that question, and I'm going to get right back on mute and let you go ahead on with the show, team.
Well, I mean, one thing for certain, Larry, I mean, other than what I call some dumb, disrespectful shit, there ain't a question that nobody can't come on this show and ask. You know, you can stay. When it's a man's opinion, he could never be wrong because it's his opinion, you know. But, I mean, again, I appreciate – I know you on here every week. You support us. I appreciate you coming on. and feel free at any time that you have something you wish to state or ask, man. Come on with it, you know. But go on, leave your mic open. I'm going to go on and open up a couple more lines.
All right.
313-0150, your mic is open.
Yes, money.
What's happening?
That's Randy's line.
Come on. 313-0150, your mic is open. Okay, well, let me go on to the next one.
Yo.
313-0178, your mic is open.
Hey, I got a question. Has anyone seen Lil Wheel?
Hey, I got a question. Who the hell is this?
Hey, how you doing, Dre?
Kimo, what's up, man? What's going on?
Kimo, where the hell you been, Kimo?
I've been laying back chilling. I got a guy calling me every morning talking about every noisy team. Talking about his boosted cars, this guy's waiting to knock me off, but I ain't seen the man car at the track yet, and he been calling, threatening motherfuckers and all kind of shit. Have y'all seen Lil Wheel and Bub? I mean, I'm just looking for him. I mean, there was plenty of nitrous cars there, but their car wasn't there.
I mean, you know, it's still early in the season. It's still early in the season, brother.
Damn, that's Kimo, you gotta, Kimo, you got to get that bulldozer and go in the woods and push him out.
No, I might have to do that, man. That boy keep calling me, talking about how many people want to kick my ass. But the host of this, not the host, but the on the other show, been looking for him for 2 years. Motherfucker yet.
He ain't looking too hard. Not if he's looking for him, he's not.
No, Junior. Tony has been looking for Little Will for 2 years.
Oh, okay. You right about that. I don't think you've been able to find him, though. He'll show up sooner or later. Kimo, I'm going to leave your mic open. Let me run through. I got a lot of hands up. Let me run through these real quick. 248-5593, your mic is open.
What's up, Junior? This is Squinch.
Squinch, what's going on, man? What's happening, brother?
Oh, God. Man, we had a rough day yesterday, Junior. We couldn't get the bugs out. They was crawling all over us. We had Rube off the trailer. And he eluded us, man. He eluded us. We slipped and slide down the track. Then we turn around and somebody we ain't supposed to be racing. Little Chris bumped the car in a little too far, cut on the red light, field came down. We left and put about two cars on Rube. He chased us, but he got the win. So we had a rough one.
Hey, Squinch, you had a rough day, but you did what a lot don't do. You engaged, and that's what matters. You know, one thing about this that we do, there's going to be a time that you're going to get on the road and you might win 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 races in a row. And then you're going to get on a road where you won't be able to get the car to run right. But it happens.
Right.
That's the way this deal is, you know, and with this deal here, I mean, one day, 1 week, 1 month, you're a hero, and the next, you ain't nothing, man. You ain't nothing till you come back. But you know, y'all engaging.
I can't get a look.
What was that?
He wasn't nothing yesterday, Junior. He wasn't nothing
that's,
yesterday.
That's all right, but now it,
but
it,
let me
there's
let me
the
ask
balance.
You something,
the
Kimo.
Look at what,
let me
look
ask
what
you
was doing
let
the
me
week
ask you
before.
Kimo.
Look at what y'all did the
Kimo.
Week before and the week before that now. Come
right.
on now.
Junior.
Kimo.
Kimo.
He wasn't
Kimo.
Was I racing people that I was outclassed in?
Yes, you was.
2,500 pound big block cars?
Hey,
am
hey,
I engaged
Frenchy,
in 2,500 pounds little monsters with a street car?
Frenchy, you was paying me off like a slot machine yesterday.
Kimo, you got one race out of me, Kimo. I paid that off. I was racing Booster GT yesterday, and I'm totally outclassed. They was gonna give me a one and one, and I was totally outclassed with them.
You know how you only paid me?
You
one.
Ain't gonna do that.
Man. I got
you ain't gonna
late.
Do
That's
that.
Why you was
Kimo,
be off like that.
Kimo, here we go. We gonna do this again, Kimo. Off the trailer, Kimo. You call it out since I'm so outclassed. Let's get that race back locked in that we didn't get to do this. And I saved your life. You come off the trailer and I'll knock your ass off with that heavy bitch. But if you want to get to the line, I'll take it with Darth Vader. How about that? Since you talking like that, let's do that. If you want that red bitch so you can show it up because you a big bad wolf, motherfucker, come on. Engage. Lock that in.
Okay, we both on trains, cars, off the trailer.
No, I'm not coming off the trailer because I know I'm at a disadvantage. And but you know
so
what? I ain't scared to do it because I did it yesterday with Rube Car. And if it weren't for him rolling over the light, you seen how many cars Chris put on him. So don't act like we ain't do. We had a misfortune,
you,
but he got to win. And a win is a win, no matter how you get it. But you know how we laid it down. So don't act like we ain't doing something.
And Scrinchy, yes, you are. You are. You paid me off swell yesterday.
That sounds good, Kimo. That sounds good, Kimo.
Well,
but
I don't see
you coming out there engaging the cat. I came out there and had five races, man. I had five races. You ain't had five races in a year. I had five races. Kimo, let's
I don't
talk about
race
that if we're going to keep it 100. And Kimo, and let's talk about this then. Kimo, let's lock it in because I am not scared to do it. I wouldn't give a fuck if I was outclassed not. If I got to sit with you head up, guess what, motherfucker, I will. Guess what, I will. Guess what, Kimo, I will.
Hey, dumb, I'm trying to talk. Okay, listen. We'll lock it in. Off the trailer.
Yeah.
What is that, bad
Brett?
What you call it,
spoiled
Brett?
Who's that on the board, though? That same race we had, Kimo. Kimo, that same race we had. Lock that back in.
Hey, listen, same race. Off the trailer, next no ET. With that, okay?
Got you. Same race we had before. We locked back in. 5 and 15 or better. Don't act like I'm scared.
Off the trailer.
Same race.
At the next
OET. I wasn't even bringing that car back out. But you know what? I bring it just for you. Then I'm going home.
I got you. We locked.
Well, I got to give it to you, Squinch. Y'all engaging. You got five races
man.
Off last night. You doing good, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You engaging.
Got five off. We the street car and we got in the shootout. I'm going to grudge race, and I'm getting in every shootout. I don't care if I'm outclassed or not. I'm in. I'm down for this.
That's with you. And I'm going to do this. If I beat you off the trailer, I'm going to turn around and give you the back tire today.
You ain't giving me unless you going to back up? Because I learned my lesson about that back tire shit.
I thought you had
back
the advantage when you get the back. No, listen. I thought you had the advantage.
No, not when y'all playing that game, put us out in front of the tree. I don't want that back tire shit. If you back up, I'll take it. I ain't taking off in front of that tree no more. Not with that guy we got.
Oh.
Yeah, they try to play us slick with that. Get one of them little light tires
no,
back tire out of there like that.
You played yourself.
You ain't giving
that
heavy bitch.
You
we got that back tire. I learned. You know we don't work with being set up.
screened you. You the one said that race. You the one called that race. Give us the back tire.
And I told, and I just said, and I just, I asked for the leave. I asked for the leave in the clear. I asked for the leave in the clear. I don't want no back tire. Johnny Quick gave it to me, but I went on to race that turbo car. I told him to back up. It was the end of the night. I said, you know what? Y'all need that money that bad. I give it to you because I know I'm going to lose. But guess what? I'm a track because anything can happen because they don't get down the track 90% of the time. They just happen to get down that time. I don't give a fuck about a boosted car.
I need the money back. Can you come loan it to me?
That's what you know I can, Kimo. You know I will. I ain't got a problem with that. You know I will, so we can talk. Shit.
Hey, y'all hold on a minute. I'm going to open up a couple more lines, man. But, hey, Squinch, y'all engaging. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, bro. As long as you engaging, that's all that matters, bro. 773-3810, your mic is open. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
What's going on, Joey? Y'all just three little different.
What? Oh, okay then. I got your line open, brother.
All right, I'm putting it back on mute.
Okay.
Hey, and one more thing, Junior. Will, you talking, Lil Will, I hope he only listening to the show on the show with Bub as his motherfucking puppet, marionette, or whatever you want to call him. You need to shut the fuck up. You calling people out and you ain't doing a motherfucking shame and not even showing up at the show. You want to see me with that raggedy bitch that you done bought, rented, or you think you're doing something with? Get my motherfucking number and call me. That's what the fuck you do. Quit dropping your little lugs with your untested broke-ass bitch you got and call me and come on with that motherfucker if it's so goddamn bad. I got something I stick up your motherfucking ass. And a motherfucker, I'm a bet on a tree and a gap, motherfucker.
Damn, Squinchy, you make a motherfucker talk disrespectful to you.
Goddamn right. They keep. I ain't saying nothing to them, but they came to me with that bullshit yesterday. They know who was doing it.
Squinchy, tell them again,
I'm talking back,
Shaw. I don't think they heard it the first time.
Yeah, tell them come on with that untested raggedy bitch. They done rent it, bought. Or going to get from somebody else. Fuck them in that car. Tell them, come on.
You in my house, motherfucker!
There you go again. Man, man, man. Well, I'm going to open up some more lines now. Hey, Tony.
Hold on. Breaking news, I just got...
I'm trying to find out where y'all get that gorilla. Y'all got some straight gorilla juice up there, boy.
Hey, listen.
Some straight gorilla
Junior,
juice.
Junior, I just got a text from Lil Will. Lil Will, send me your last phone. Keep on this mic open. What do this clown have to say?
Okay, as soon as you get it, I'll open up. 313-0165, your mic is open.
Hold on to this train.
313-0165, your mic is open.
His last four is 0938.
Hold on a second.
0938.
What did you say that was? 0938. Yes, sir. Your mic, hold on. Your mic is open. 313-0938. Your mic is open.
How much do I lock in for?
Everybody,
when you come out there and bring that bitch out there, then we're going to set it up the track. When you get that bitch on the goddamn property, I will lock your ass
in. How much you want to lock
in? I don't fuck with ghosts, motherfucker. Bring that bitch to the track. You sending motherfucking marionettes and puppets after me. You screaming shit on other shows. I ain't saying shit. Then you said somebody at me yesterday. Bring the bitch to the track. I guarantee you I'll be there. How about that one? Don't say what you lock in for like you.
So you don't want to lock in?
Like you playing good, Will. Fuck that. Get your ass to the track. Get your ass to the track. Get your ass to the track.
Lil Tony want to lock in.
Lock on 2-on-5 for Lil Tony Ray. With 4
Ray. Get your ass to the track. Get your ass to the track.
Lock in 2-on-5 for Lil Tony Ray.
Get your ass to the track.
All right. I'm going back on me. I'm watching the game.
Damn. You come over here.
That way.
Quentin, hold on, man. You let that motherfucker come on here and check you, man.
He ain't checked me. He ain't did shit. He's screaming to every motherfucking body else. He ain't brought no goddamn car. I don't fuck with those.
You better get out the street, man. That motherfucking bulldozer are bagging up. Look out, boy.
Okay, well, he can say whatever, goddamn it. I'm going to see what I'm going to write. Goddamn it, he's talking good. What you going to lock in ain't going to be there. We on the show. Bring it there, and then you know I'm engaged. Whatever he got, I'm going to engage. I don't give a fuck.
Really? Use my mind, but
I got a small block on 28. Hold on. Let me tell you what I got. I got a small block on 28, no woolly bar. Lock in.
Two on 25 or better. That's what I'm going to risk. Two on 25 or better.
Five? We're going to lock in 500 on 25 or better. Look, now tell me what you got. You going to run me with four racks?
Nope.
You come with a small block on 28?
Nope.
You come with anything on 28?
Yep. Darth Vader on 28.
It's got a big block in it?
That's all I run.
Lock in 5 on 25. Little Chris driving.
500. No,
Little Chris driving. Who's driving the car?
Little Chris driving.
Okay,
Lil Chris driving.
Somebody take that deal.
Junior, you better write it down.
You don't know what I got. We strapped them on.
I'm waiting on them to say lock and then tell me what your lock is.
If he say he got a small block.
Junior done muted.
I mean, he got
Junior done muted Squinchy Mike, man.
Hold on.
He ain't muted me.
No woolly bar.
Long as he got a 28 nitrous small block car like he's saying, right?
No, he have a car. He told you?
That's what I got. That's what I got.
Hold on. Hey, just Will and Squinch. I only need to hear Will and Squinch, please, so I can get this lock up one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
He got a nitrous small block on a 28. We own. I got a big block on a 28. Nitrous.
No willy bar.
No willy bar. I got bars on, but you know what? I pull the bitches off. Fuck it. I'm a, you long you got them bitches off, I'm going to pull them off.
Mother.
Fuck it.
Woo, woo.
Head up 8th Mile, right? Track
Eighth Mile Pro Tree. 8th Mile Pro Tree.
I can't put a time on it because I'm waiting on. Okay, we on for five. We locked for 5 on 25. But here's the thing. I'm gonna run. Watch my car right off the trailer. Seesaw off the trailer. So whenever he got to run by 5 o'clock. When he get done, whenever me and him get done, you up next. You on deck.
You got to run him off the trailer.
I'm running him off the trailer.
You running him off the trailer.
By before 5 o'clock. Anytime after that,
okay.
We can go. Now I'm telling you, it's a lock. Our lockup is based on if both cars are there. If your car ain't there, like that's like me and he. If I'm broke or I can't come, ain't no lockup. But if both cars are there, we lock.
You know, as long as we get the shit off by 8.
I'm just making sure I stipulate that both cars.
Okay, but see, this is the thing. You know I'm going to be there.
I'm just telling you, I might break. You know what I'm saying? I might break, and I might not can't come. I don't want to pay up no lockup if I'm not there. That's all my lockup. I got three lockups.
Otherwise,
Squinchy,
you saying the bar.
I'm just telling you. That's
can
how
he get
we lock
the beacon? But whatever, man. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna still go for that. We on the property. It's a lock, man. We on the property.
Right.
It's a lock.
Right.
We gonna get this over with. Cause you shot the shots out with me. You shot the shots off. You know, I was quiet. I was going after people I was going after. You shot the shots. But, okay, if you on the property, we're right. There it is.
All right, we lock. And we can get them. As soon as we get there, we can get a lockup money to whoever y'all want to give.
Peso or slouch. Peso,
okay.
Slouch, a little tone, yo, Wayne. One of them.
You guys said this is a lock, correct?
Yeah.
That's a lock.
Okay, you got Little Will and Dark Vader. Will, small block on 28s. Dark Vader, big block on 28s. No bars. 5 on 25 or better. Head up, Pro Tree by 8 o'clock.
I can't. Yep. I mean, yeah, as long as I get my first race off, it don't matter after that.
Okay.
I'm running him off the
track. That's why this is what's written down.
But,
am I correct?
I got a race at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm paying that $500 as soon as I get there. You're paying that $500 as soon as you get there, as long as you're on the clock.
You're gonna
work to get your race off with them motherfuckers off the trailer. That's on
right.
you. About 5 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, I'm in the motherfucking lane. You
okay.
know I ain't scared of them goddamn lane.
Listen, long as long as we're not held up for no track condition. Long as we're not held up because of something happening, you know what I'm saying?
Will. You know I'm a courtesy motherfucker. Come on.
Okay.
You know that I ain't going to play that game. I ain't going to shoot that shot. I'm a simple-minded motherfucker. A to B.
All right. We lock.
Okay. Y'all got
That's
a lock, then. That's your lock.
I want the winner.
I got another mic I got to open.
I want the winner, though.
Kimo. Who's Kimo?
What?
You're not getting the winner. You fat motherfucker. If I win, I don't want no stake. If I win, Lil Will, if I beat Lil Will, me and you betting on that. If I win, motherfucker, you come to my house, pick me up, take me to Andy Amo's, pay for my motherfucking dinner, and bring me back to my front door, you fat motherfucker.
Whoa.
You a cheap ass date, bitch.
That steak cost $70.
Motherfucker, you could have went to Jay Alexander's or something, you little fag.
I fuck Jay Alexander's. I like Andy Amo's steak better. It's aged better. Fuck Kimo. He going to pick me up and take me. I might bring 3 or 4 strippers with me on his dime. Fuck him.
Doug, what's happening, man?
We both fat motherfuckers
on?
That like to eat,
what's
so it's gonna
what's
be a, it's gonna be a good thing for him too.
Well, let me go and open up a couple more mics.
Dougie's in the house, Dougie. What's up?
What's happening? Hey, little Will, don't go nowhere, man. Someone else coming in for
you. 708.
Wait a minute.
03.
He said something.
708-0313, your mic is open.
How you doing, Joey? How you guys doing on the radio show?
I'm good. What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm just calling in. So somebody said something about Long Island Joe was killing. He did his job, what he was supposed to do, but he avoided me. He would have had an L if he'd have raced me.
And this is?
This is Rob. I got a black Camaro.
Well, I mean, Rob. I didn't know he had ducked. I would have known that.
Yeah.
You know, I would have put it out there. But I gotta give him the utmost respect. They came out there. And
you can't take.
You know,
yeah, he did his thing.
They did what they had to do. They got off.
Yes, he did. He got them 2 pigeons.
There you go. But
he got them 2.
My understanding is, you know, Lord providing, they will be back July the 26th, and you're more than welcome to come up there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there. I'm trying to lock both of his cars in, that truck and that car.
Oh, okay.
Try to get them both. So, I'm going to try to make it out there if I don't break nothing.
That's
I just wanted to put that out there.
No doubt. Hey, Joe, you ducked him. I'm going to put it out there now.
Hey, Junior, I ain't never seen you before, but I want to make sure if this was you. You got like a what's that? A beard mustache thing going on?
Yes, sir. But there was
around the car a little bit.
I had a Motor City Mafia T-shirt on.
Oh, okay, that's who you were. I never seen you before. There's a couple of guys I ain't seen before, but I talked to on a radio show. I just didn't know who they were.
If you make it out to Martin, come on, come on up, say what's up, man.
Okay.
I like getting to know the people that I talk to, man.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'll work.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to come out there.
That'll work then. I appreciate that. Appreciate you calling in, brother.
All right now.
219-2285. Your mic is open.
Hey, Junior, unless you lied, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to get back on later on. I'm in the middle of this party right now.
Okay. I'll leave it open. I'll leave it open, Leon. 313-8435. Your mic is open. 313-8435. What's happening,
what
man?
Up?
What's going on?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. When is Little Tony race?
July the 26th, sir.
July 26th.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Little Tony. Yeah, I'll be there. That motherfucking green motherfucker will be there.
And this is
Little
the chef.
Still on the mic.
Yeah, this is the chef. Young Money.
No, I think Tony fell off. I don't see him on here.
Ooh,
yeah,
man.
He's still open. He's still open.
Hey, man.
I got a question, man. So everybody in Young Money got a race car? The chef got a race car? Everybody got a race car there?
Yeah.
We do.
How we do it?
Hey, man, y'all some bad motherfuckers. Hey, man, I need a young... Hey, man, where's Aaron at, man? I'm still waiting on, you know, anybody that knows me knows I love them T-shirts, man. I'm still waiting on that Young Money T-shirt, man.
Hey, Junior, you know Young Money got new driver yesterday, man.
But you see the new driver now. He on celebrity status. He ain't calling in. Last time he called in, the phone went dead. Oh, no, that was another one of the Young Money crew. Yeah.
They got two new drivers. They got the CEO and what's the other boy name, man? He got to jump over the wall.
Hey, Timo.
What, man? What you want, Squinty?
You know who they get ready to put in that car, don't you? You know who get ready to drive that Nova, don't you? You know when they get ready to race that car, who they going to put in there?
It don't be you.
It ain't going to be me. You know the words. God damn it. And we betting on the tree.
I ain't heard nothing of the such.
Don't worry about it. I talked to CEO earlier. He going to slide that boy in the saddle. You get you a street car like that and slap the saddle next to him with that caliber. I guarantee you, you'll be sitting there trying to wake up. You'll be waiting on them no doze to wake up.
Okay, I tell you what. Me and you gonna bet on the reaction on the tree when I come off the trailer against your driver. Your driver, my driver. We're going to bet on the tree since you hollering so much.
I will take that. Hold on. I had somebody to get us like that yesterday. Okay. And if they would call in, and I don't know if Dougie can even verify, but the boy told us, he said, if you ain't got an old 05 old light or better, you ain't got no reason to sit next to me. God damn if we cut a 0003. God damn if we didn't cut a 0003 light and he was talking about he went slow. And if you think I'm bullshitting, call the veil on them and they can verify the boy cut the tree down. That's our worst light. Now, motherfucker.
Hey, Squinch. I got a question. Y'all like betting off the reaction times too?
I done had five people coming up to me because we was betting on the boy reaction time. He winning money off of that.
Well, you know what, Squinch? I do have to remind you the race is 660.
And.
Junior, we will bet on the
reaction time. I've had several of those in the past few races.
Now I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm willing to bet this with anybody on this line. I got a partner ain't no motherfucker on this line could beat his motherfucking reaction time, and he did it on a 400 Pro 3 off a foot break. There ain't a motherfucker here. There ain't a motherfucker here. I'm willing to gamble with any motherfucker. Ain't a motherfucker cut a better light than him. If y'all like gambling that, and y'all got your slips, whoever got slips from yesterday, today, I'm willing to gamble with anybody. Ain't a motherfucker cut a better light than him. And he did it off a foot break on a pro tree. Come on. For those that like to gamble. Yeah. Foot break off a pro tree. Come on.
I'm like, I'm
okay.
On that, Junior. He did. What
was
he
that?
Did that.
What was that?
What do I got to do? How are we going to do this?
It's really, easy.
Better,
I got
he
to.
Cut
he,
somebody
listen to what I'm saying.
Gamble,
listen
hold on,
to what I'm saying.
Straight.
I'm going to make it easy. There ain't a motherfucker that could show me an ET slip better than the light that my man cut on a 400 Pro Tree, and he did it with a foot brake cop. And I got a copy of the ET slip. It's dated from last night at the track. It's dated. And the time, it was like 9:40-something or 9:30-something at night. I'm willing to bet anybody. Come on, get some money together.
That we ain't cut a better light than him.
Hey, Junior.
Do it matter what car you got? I don't care whose car it was. Show me a motherfucking ET slip that cut a better light than he did. I'm betting. I don't give a fuck who you get. And he did it off a foot brake.
Too much noise in the background.
Hold it. What's all this, Junior?
Huh? Be cool. Hey, Tony, stay out my gamble, baby.
Junior, I'm going to take these slips. I'm going to save them. We're going to see each other in July, and I know
we saved them
yesterday.
We're going to make it real easy. We're going to make it real easy. All right? Let's lock in some money. I'm going to have the man take a picture of it and send it to you and just pay the man. That's all. Come on. We ain't got to go.
I'm not going to jump on that because he could have cut a better light than him. And I just told you my story.
I'm betting this man that ain't a motherfucker on this phone line can put up a slip against him, baby. I don't care who it was, and he did it with a foot break. Come on. Tough motherfuckers.
I'm leaving that one alone. Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, can we ain't going to go by last night because we didn't get the ET step on that yellow car last night, but I'm going to say this. It got to be a horsepower car because I'm willing to challenge that at Tony's race.
I'm going to bet this. No, that ain't what I said.
I heard what you said, but that was last night, though.
You ain't listening to what I said. I said they ain't a motherfucker that cut a better light than he did. I don't give a fuck who it is.
No, that's not so. That's not so. I think you want to lock some money in?
I'm not. Hey, Junior, we couldn't do that, Junior,
because when they ran Danye now. For some reason, they didn't have no ET slip for them. If we got the ET slip, I'll bet that tonight with you.
I mean, shit. You ain't the only one on the phone. We got probably 100 people went to the track. We got 100 people went to the track. Pull your motherfucking ET slips off, and I'm willing to gamble with anybody. Come on. Anybody.
Is my man coming to know
Hey, Junior, you didn't get that because a lot of them just test last night. A lot of them didn't do no grudge racing last night.
What, your reaction
That's why
time?
Nobody
Hold on. Your reaction time is your reaction time. I don't care what
you're
doing.
Right.
Your reaction time going to be on your ticket.
Junior.
Now, if you didn't get your ticket, you know, you can say anything you want. Yes, sir?
Junior, don't do
yes,
that.
Sir. Why not?
You know,
that's a trick, motherfucker.
Why not?
Junior, we seen something last night at the track, man. I don't think your man had a better,
okay.
You know.
Okay, you want to bet on it?
What?
Come
you
on.
You know what? Hey, hold on, Junior. I'm going to start. What size did he have on? What size ties did he have? We gonna start there first.
Yeah, I got it twisted. He's tricking us. He's baiting us. Leave this motherfucker alone with that one.
Hey.
Junior, you good?
Listen,
you good?
Listen. Like I said, any motherfucker, lock in right now. Come on.
I want to know what size ties did he have on. First of all, that's where I'm starting at first.
He didn't have he has Scott Connie Coletta ties on his car.
I'm going back on mute.
Okay, Junior, I'm gonna leave that alone because you're on the same team. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Hey.
I like that, Junior. I like that engine.
Junior,
that's all he had to say
the
right there.
Was the man of Michigan?
Y'all asking too many questions. If y'all want to answer to this, I'ma tell you this, man. Anybody, I don't mean no disrespect. Y'all know I kick it. I bullshit. I don't mean no disrespect, no harm. If you get offended, I don't give a fuck either. I gotta put that in there. But the bottom line is this: ain't none of y'all motherfuckers go in your garage and find every ET slip you can, and I promise you. Come on.
I ain't got it.
Hey, Junior, is that for any year, or is it for just when?
You can go back to 1820 if you want. There ain't a motherfucker on this line cut a better light than my man.
Hey, Junior,
hey, Tony,
is that any slip?
Hey, Tony, you hear that teapot tone? Yes. Yes.
Hey,
I
Junior.
Any slip? Yes.
You said,
yes.
Now how far back do it have to be?
I don't care.
Okay, I like that. I tell you what, July 26th. No, I ain't going to do that to you. But July 26th. How about this? There are a lot of cars up there I ain't going to be able to run with. But I bet you could pick out anybody that I cut a better light than them.
No, that's
who
not
is
what
this?
I'm trying to do, sir.
This is Rob. You going to be a little Tony Ray? I'm saying if I don't break my car, because I do a lot of racing, if I don't break my car, if you see a black Camaro with blue tape on it, I'll take that bet. On reaction time. My car ain't all that fast. On the reaction. All we gonna do is pull up. Yes, sir. I take that. I'm with that. If you see my car, Dad, we'll do something on reaction time. I'll do that. We gonna go down the track. We just gonna do it on react. We gonna come straight off the. We gonna do it straight off the trailer. You ain't even got to take no fast
trailer shit. We ain't even that straight off the trailer shit.
It's more reaction time. It don't even matter. If you need some practice, that's fine. It's cool. You need practice, Dingo.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
What I tell you about these dudes, man? I told you, man. These dudes, man, they don't want no trouble, man. Not your your compadres in Michigan. None.
Hey,
the man is a myth and a monster. The man is a myth and a monster, man. What the hell does it matter where he from? I'm stating claims
hey,
tonight.
Listen,
this is a tonight
Tom, he and Junior is sitting out here telling us. He already said it in so many words. The man is a myth And if any of you boys have read the dictionary, look it up. And a monster.
Cool.
If that's in a story.
So Squinch, who you think he referred to?
Hey, Squinch, you know what they say, right? If there isn't a picture or it isn't on video, it didn't happen, correct?
That's right.
Okay, I got the picture to prove it, and the ET slip locked. Your ass in. And we ain't got to go deep. Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I can't even get cheeseburgers out of a motherfucker.
Whatever you bet, Squinch, I'ma donate the proceeds of it to the because they started the show like this. To the Hispanic Coalition, motherfucker. Come on.
You forgot to do it. I'm too much of a joke.
Tom, is your schedule booked up for the 26th?
What you say, Kimo?
Is your schedule booked up for the 26th?
Yeah, I'll be busy on the 26th. You talking about July 26th?
Yeah, I was going to try to get you off.
I'll be in Martin, Michigan on the 26th, Kimo.
Kimo, the 25th.
He's still on. Hey, Kimo, let me open up a couple of mics. Yes, sir.
Hey, you see that 310-8232?
310-8232. 8232.
He wants to talk to you.
He got to hit. Tell him to hit the one button, please.
All right.
If you hit the one button, then I can let me open this up real quick. 586-6455, your mic is open.
Man, what's going on, Junior? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's happening?
Man, this peso, man. I'm in a coma, man. I'm tired, I'm wore out, and had a good time yesterday.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Ready for the July 26th, man. Next big thing. Well, I'm gonna do COTS next weekend, and then July 26th, next big thing, man. So it's been going down, man. You hear about the races yesterday?
No doubt. I mean, come on and give us. We got a little refilling, but come on with it. Before you do that, though, if you guys can come out, man, the COTS race at Union Grove this weekend. Come on out there, show your support, man. They're going to have some good racing out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm there for sure, man. They're getting it down. But, yeah, be out there to support Hey Yo Steve and King of the Streets, man. That's one of the funnest races I've been to, so.
There you go.
Yesterday, man, just to give some updates to everything, man, the Mexicutioner finally won his first shootout of 2014, man. Dom was going down there, man. He got down, man. He did what he had to do, and I would have loved to see a clean race between him and Crank, but, you know, whatever, he done won that money, so I was happy to see that.
That's right, racing. Congratulations to him. That's what's up.
Yep. And then we had back-to-back, man. SBO came out and laid a pass so scandalous. I don't think nobody wanted to see them on the property. I think on their fourth pass, they laid a pass something down so serious. It shook everybody, so. Team SVO, Turbo GT was out. It was a good time. Kip and Chad, man, they went back and forth racing them. And, man, Junior, when you see, have you seen their car in person yet? The white drop top.
You know what? I think I seen the car last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I did see it last year, I think. But I've seen.
That don't count.
It's badass. Yeah, it's badass.
Well, they got this magic trick. Well, they got a magic trick is what I call it. They changed something with them some on the back end of the car. They laid it on the pass, and man, oh man, they went by me yesterday so fast. I said, woo.
So, oh yeah, they got a bad hot rod for sure. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, and I saw man.
Y'all know who that is?
What was that? Go ahead.
Shit, man, I'm here, man. You can leave my mic open. Just want to stop by, say, show some love, and I got to get in this lab and get some videos up for you to watch.
There you go. Appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah.
Let me go on open up a couple more.
Junior, I got to throw a jab out while you're doing that. Somebody just sent
Come
me
on.
Some pictures.
Come on.
With us in front of, who was that, Rube Carter just put pictures up? With us about two cars on them? Get that new motor, Rube. Get that new motor. Oh, yeah, we was beating on Puerto Ricans yesterday. Wasn't that who we was beating on, the Cubans or something like that? Hispanic?
Oh,
we was beating on Hispanic yesterday.
I'm going to leave that alone now. You know? I'm going to leave that.
We might get him to call in.
Hold on. For all you motherfuckers that are laughing, that are brushing that Mary's grease on, come on now. I can start some shit now, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. What did that man say he was beating on yesterday?
Yeah. You know what the bad part about that is? You go run into the wrong Puerto Rican one day, boy. I promise you that.
I think they were selling their motor after our race yesterday. I think they really said they were sending it back to Puerto Rico or somewhere, Cuba, wherever it was getting out the car.
Hey, Dougie, did you ask me if I was Puerto Rican affiliated?
Yeah.
What you mean by affiliated?
Is Puerto Rican? Puerto Rican black? Mexican black? What are you?
Who? I'm not black at all. Shit. I'm probably whiter than you.
Well,
shit.
I'm asking.
Yeah,
no, you
I'm
ain't lighter
yeah,
than
I'm
me,
Puerto,
I promise.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I just ain't got red hair. Shit.
Hey, you know, Cubans, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, they all look the same unless they got goddamn pussy between them legs and titties.
Don't get me started now. Hey, Tone. I'm trying to be nice now. Let me go and open up some of these mics. 773-3625, your mic is open. 773-3625, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior, man? This baby boy from the west side, man. I enjoyed
baby boy,
you guys,
what's
man.
Happening,
oh,
man?
Man,
it was good seeing you down there, brother.
Man, I enjoyed you brothers, man. We had some good fun at the racetrack, man. I didn't see a lot of world racing, but I saw a lot of downtime on the track. But other than that, it was good to see a lot of guys come out of fellowship, and Uncle Leroy and Big Sham came out, and Lil Tony came out, and they supported, and they did what they needed to do. And that's what it's about, Junior,
that's
man.
Right.
That's what it's about, man. You know, and man, I love to see it again, man. That's all I want to say, and I'm going back on mute.
Oh yeah, I mean we gonna show it to you live and uncut come July the 26th. Yesterday was just the beginning, brother. That's for sure.
Hey, Hey Junior, I'm gonna say this and I'm going on mute, man. Yo, like you said about your the reaction time, right?
That's correct.
Right. I better want to clean the haircut you had yesterday. You were clean as all
time. Now, hold on. I'm gonna tell you this. Both my cut and that cut was clean as a razor. Now, come on, now, that shit was razor sharp, baby. But you see, I can't get them to engage though, man. I can't get them to engage because I sure want somebody put. I mean, we ain't got to do this for a lot of money. I mean, for real, you know, I'm a cheeseburger and soda type of guy. I'm a cheap date. That one that was talking about a steak dinner, no, that's expensive. I'm cheap. But I ain't going to let them get off that easy, though. Yeah. But, hey, baby boy, I appreciate you coming in, calling in, man. And it's good seeing you out there. And like I said, July the 26th, it's on, baby. It's on for real.
I'm going to try to make a show shit stacking Grits and Grocery. I know Grits and Grocery now.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm gonna leave your mic open. Let me go on through this here. I got a couple hands up. 313-9905. Your mic is open. 313-9905. Let me go to the next one. 414-6614. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Stokes, what's up, baby?
Chilling out, baby. Yeah, so y'all had a ching ding down there yesterday, man. I wasn't able to make it, but they were calling me like a motherfucker, man. If it was all right.
Oh yeah. We had a good time down there, man. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you this. We need a little bit more engagement. We had a lot of fast cars out there. We had a lot of people getting down. But I'm going to say this. Them fast cars, y'all motherfuckers need to do what y'all do. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, on the streetable cars, they was doing what they do down there. Which, the guys from Michigan with them streetable cars, I keep telling y'all, man, y'all doing the right thing by staying on the other side of the border. Your man came down here. He engaged out of the league, but he engaged. But them other cats, okay.
What's wrong?
He got something for the ass, Tony. Yes, sir.
Who?
Tony.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kevin Levin.
Who?
Yeah, how you getting home?
Hey, Junior.
Hey, who talking to Kip? Who talking to Kevin? Mute your mic, man.
Tony, what's up, man?
Tony.
What's going on?
It's Tony, man. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm
Junior.
I'm on with you, Junior, man.
Yes.
I missed your show, baby.
There you go.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks,
yes,
right,
Tony.
Man. Hey, Junior, what was the guy's name that I raced last night?
Man, I don't even know his name. I know they had a Blue Monte Carlo.
Tidy Bone. They call him Tidy Bone?
Yeah.
It was Tidy Bone and VJ. VJ was driving, and Tidy Bone, I guess he owned the car.
He took Sam Burnout.
And say he was trying to burn me down. So I want to give shout out to them dudes. And dudes put that work in. I went over there and picked on him, and he knocked me on off. I got to give credit where credit is due. I bit off more than I could chew. I thought he was weak, and I thought it was a boy, and he showed me he was a full grown man. So, you know, the Tidy Bowl and the crew, you know, we had a discrepancy. The first race we tried to race it. We asked for a pro tree, and they gave us a sportsman tree. And, you know, as soon as the first bug come on, I took off, and I grabbed the brake, and, you know, his driver went on down through there. So that, naturally created a lot of controversy on the starting line, not with us as the racers, but as people that side bet. So Leroy had to let everybody know that it wasn't a race because it was supposed to have been a pro tree. It was agreed upon by everybody it was going to be a pro tree. But guys came back around and gave me another shot at it, that man drugged me. But, you know, so I want to congratulate them guys for being sportsmen and helping Leroy and Sham put on a good show.
Hey, Tom, what about the other car you were scared of?
Hold on. Hey, Danny, come on. We're going to put it out there. Come on, man, because I see you. Hey, if you go.
Hey, that's Danny. You know that's Danny. Kimo,
no. You got to hear this motherfucking story, Kimo.
Kimo, you got to hear this. He disappeared talking about his daughter and all that shit. He getting high.
Hey, Squinchy.
You gotta mute
when you're talking about somebody disappearing and they getting high, man. That shit ain't cool, man. Come on.
My fault, hey, Daddy.
Listen, man. I'm gonna tell you this: at Big Sham, Bruce Leroy's race. I want Danny to give us him and Tony the blow by blow of the baddest SS Trailblazer in the world. Come on now.
Go ahead, Danny. I'm gonna let you tell it.
You get up, muted my goddamn mic. Hello? Somebody hear me? Hello? Man,
I'm trying to mute my damn mic around here. Hey, Junior, okay. I think we got D Baddest Trailblazer around here.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah. I got to call Lil Shorty. He ain't called me when I was on my way to Chicago. He said, hey, man, we might need a backup car. I say, you know, what you talking about? He said, Cube's supposed to run this guy with a Trailblazer. He said, but in the event his car is not ready because they're over there working on it now, he asked me would I be willing to run the car run the truck with my car. I say, Shorty, you trying to set me up? He said, man, you ain't got a better dime. We going to bet the money. You just drive your car. I said, okay, well, I feel better about it then. Yeah, you got that short. He said, all right, I just want to know that we got a plan B. So we get to the track, and, you know, Torrance and them show up with Torrance Burgundy Trailblazer. You know, they made it in time. So we waiting around for the guy to show up with his Trailblazer. The Trailblazers show up. And Shorty come over to me. He said, hey, man, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, what? He said, you know the guy we supposed to run with the Trailblazers? I said, yeah. He said, he's here. He said, go look at it and tell me what you think. I said, where is it at? Because there was a bunch of Trailblazers there, and a lot of them was in line waiting to race. He said, just walk down this row. Whatever one stand out the most to you is going to be the one. I promise
the one that was at the back of the line, always by the return, turning in.
Yeah. So I go to walking. I'm walking down the row. You know, I seen one that was burgundy, had like some graphics on it, some big wheels. It was nice. I slowed down. I'm looking at it. I said, I wonder, is this the one? I walk down. I look at another one. You know, some nice Trailblazers. Then I'm walking past this one, and I trip and fall. This man got some tires with about 4 inches of tires sticking outside the fender wheels on this car. I say, man, what the hell is this? This man... And Danny, you on here, correct me if I'm lying, he had 33 10.5s on an SS Trailblazer, and it was not tugged. He had about 8 inches inside the fender and about 4 inches sticking outside the fender.
Hey, man, that man had Shirley Moe Downey slicks on the back of that motherfucking Trailblazer, man. I couldn't believe it. I look like good God.
I took, if I knew how slow that thing went, I took that
that old Saab truck with them 24-inch Volanos and stuck my finger in the back.
Come on now. If y'all started the story, finish the story. Come on now.
Hold on.
Hey, man. I'd have ran that man any day of the week and twice on Sunday. I'd have turned him loose if he could have got it off the start line. hey, Kimo.
Where's Gunna at with our video, Tom? Where's Gunna Pitch with our video? He's going to have our video up there.
Hey, Tom. Relug went through two racks of chicken by the time that Trailblazer did the burnout and made it to the return.
God damn.
Hey, Skin Toe Ice Cube with his truck. He say, man, Lord have mercy, we leave what we got on him. What him, that man got to be wearing that crawler. He's down there crawling, man.
Hey, man. You know what that, hey, check this out. Hey, Danny. You heard the truck. That truck sounded like to me like he was parked in a Walmart parking lot or something. Somebody went under and showed that man catalytic converter. I mean, it just sounded like a completely bone stock motor with no exhaust on it. I said, man, is this dude serious? This got to be a joke. What? Man. That man had, like he said, some top fuel tires on it, and the truck was not tubbed. He had just as much tire sticking outside the truck as he did inside the truck.
Hey, Tony, he did a hell of a burnout with that one tire, though.
Hey, hold on, Joe.
I didn't see no burnout.
He had one tire spinning now.
Hey, Junior, you didn't see what I seen, Junior, you know what?
When he was in the police box, I was standing on the driver's side. That's why I didn't see the tires turning in. I kept hearing the motor rev, but I never seen the tire move. So you saying one tire was spinning?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't see
to me, it had like 45 pounds. It had about 60 pounds of air pressure in the tire. So they let them bitches down. Let's go. If they would have let him down.
Yeah. So, I'm going to let y'all know. The baddest SS Trailblazer in the world has showed up, and it will be at a track near you trying to grow it.
Yeah, that was something different there.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me your guys like gambling, man. Cause you see, I try to put my gamble out there, and they doing like they do. But I'm gonna let it pass. Let me go on and open up. See what we got.
Hold on, Joe. I don't mean to cut y'all off. Did it have a W on the side of it, or was those just regular 33-10-5?
That truck was a W.
He
had W's on it.
It had 16 W on it.
Yes, sir.
16 W. Was that for the height or the wideness of it? Which one was it for?
No, the W's for wild.
That was Danny's neighbor.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Danny, you sure that was, hey, Tone, you sure that wasn't Danny's SS Trailblazer?
It might have been. Danny was over there talking to him quite a bit. It might have been Danny's truck.
Dude, that truck took up two lanes with those tires.
Yeah, damn. You dumb bitches, boy. Let me open this up.
So when you come back with the wagon, we gonna put them on the back of that wagon and see what happens.
They wouldn't fit.
Hey, Leon, your mic is open, man.
Y'all
419-4018.
Y'all wrong for that one.
Oh, this Terry, my bad. I thought it was Leon. What's
hey.
Happening, Terry? What's going
hey,
on, bro?
Tony, does that truck have a 6-inch lift to fit them tires under there?
No.
No, sir.
Shoot, he had room to go 2 more inches.
Boy,
hey,
Danny,
was
your name?
Hey, and the quarters wasn't modified either.
I was
going to
say,
it sure
wasn't. Where they chopped them off.
No,
it wasn't modified or nothing.
No. I'm telling you, Terry, the man had 4 inches of tire sticking outside the truck. It was no mini tub. It was no quarter stretch, nothing. He had 33 10.5 Ws on it on a 16-inch wheel on a bone stock SS Trailblazer.
I like to
and,
see that one.
And couldn't get nobody to engage either.
No. He had the whole track willing to engage. Because, I mean, looking, and, you know, he didn't have the center caps in the wheels. So when you look at it, he had stock original OEM equipment axles in it. I said, man, would somebody please rate this man?
Sure did.
Hey, I was just calling in to say we had a good time at Milan yesterday.
Yeah,
we donated some money
to
the shootout, but hey, we had fun.
Terry,
that's
what was
good.
That leaking? What happened to the car where it was leaking?
The fuel regulator came loose.
Okay. I'm glad y'all didn't go down. Y'all done burnt the motor up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we tightened it right there and then made the light pass.
Yeah, I seen y'all did, but I'm like, man, that thing leaking too much fuel.
Yeah. We thought it was coming out the overflow.
Yeah, that's what y'all originally said. I was like, man, this thing's still leaking.
Need to go to bar because you go jack every dime off of that.
I know, but I'm saying, man, my daughter, if you wanted, I told her to go out and spend $200 on groceries, man. I bought a pair of shoes.
Doing that, Squinchy?
I'm going to get you two.
Hey, Squinchy, you please mute Squinchy.
Mike, look at the mic. That's personal shit. You don't want to hear that shit. You talking about drivers on this station. Hey, Terry.
My mic on mute.
Hey, Terry, it's too bad you ain't see me yesterday. If I knew you was in mine, I would have drove out to the direction.
Yeah. I didn't get home until 6:30 in the morning. That ride sucked.
Mm-hmm.
What about that, Kimo? Action.
Huh?
No, I said you right about that. I said you right about that as far as that action. And yeah,
hey,
Tom.
What's
hey,
John.
Yes. Hey,
wasn't that truck from Jersey? No, you seen
that Illinois plate on that truck? Oh, man. What's some people from Jersey, man? What's wrong with you?
No, sir.
If you took the Illinois plates off, it had Michigan on it.
What's the people over there?
The one that got the world's fastest trailblazer, right?
Hey, it had Southside
blue.
Chicago plates on it.
Southside.
It was blue.
Wait. Hey, man. Hey, man. The ground and pound, was it ground and pound or stranglers? Did they get strangled over there by with that boy from Maryland. Was the ground and pound guy fucked up or?
Man, Long Island Joe was over there. And everything funny, man. I can say it.
No wonder I ain't heard Terry or none. Not Terry, but what's his name? Terrell and them on here. They got killed over there, huh?
Is it
true the man did a U-turn and went and got the ass?
No, he grabbed the brakes. He grabbed the brakes. Lafield grabbed the brakes and went on through there and choked him. Well, how the fuck? Now listen, Kimo. I don't mean to get off the subject. How in the hell is 2014 and Long Island Joe still got a 100% curl? That man got a curl, man.
Hey, you bold as hell, boy. Yeah, I
did. He sure do got a dairy curl, huh?
He still got one.
He liked that movie Coming to America, so he imitated it.
Hey, man, listen, man, I'm going to say one thing. Cool don't never go out of fashion, man. Y'all got to understand that, brother.
No, it don't.
But damn, me,
Joe, you had a liner and you on point. He ain't got a liner.
Shit, well, he need to come see you then.
Hold on, let's get back to the race with Long Island Joe. Now, wait a minute. Did he run the alley boys head up or did he get the alley boys to break?
Listen, man. Hold on. The alley boys need to leave Joe alone.
I seen the video. Now,
right. He had about three cars, didn't he? He had three cars out there.
I'm gonna tell you what the race was with the alley boys. The alley boys, Joe had to leave off the foot brake. All right, alley boys could leave off the trans brake. All right, when they left, Joe's truck stumbled a little bit. Alley boys got out about two cars and running, maybe a little bit more. They close to it.
Hold on, Joe. I want to stop right there. You said that Joe's truck stumbled?
Yeah, he had a little. Hey, Danny. One thing, I can't see what the fuck. I have great ears. And I heard the little whoop out of the truck off the line. That's a stumble. All right.
I don't mean to cut you off. I was looking at it.
Yes.
I'm in the stands. The car, the truck got out of whack, and the little field back in the car.
That's correct.
And jammed the brakes on those people, man.
That's correct. Hold on.
He had a stumble off the line, and they got the rolling down, and he had another stumble,
and he still
beat them people.
Listen, man. The man had stumbled off the line. The man stumbled off the line. He got out a couple hundred feet. The truck got squirrely on him. The man clearly jammed the brakes on, got back in it, sat next to him. I don't know if he flipped him the finger, blew him a kiss, and man, run away from his ass.
Wait, Junior.
Y'all need to put that motherfucker back in the alley. So that man did all that there, and they still fucked him up?
Yes.
Hang
around
ponds. Long Joe come over here and did the same shit little Tony did to Katrina.
Except Tony didn't show no courtesy. Tony didn't stop next to him, wave at him, blow him a kiss or anything, and then keep going. Tony just blew right by his ass. No.
Hold on, Kimo. See, Tony just had one debacle on the line. This man had two in the same race. Two.
That is correct.
You know what? Tony made that man Katrina retire after that, didn't he?
Hold on. Katrina will be back now. Katrina will be back. They stayed in possibly for July the 26th. But truth be told, he does come back. He will retire after that one. He will retire.
Wait a minute.
He coming back to race Tony again.
So he says.
Man, Tony gonna end the man race career. I mean, goddamn.
I mean, shit. You know what they say? You know, when you come looking for shit, that's what you usually find, don't you?
You know what? Junior? I see that man down in Hattiesburg, and it was hot down there. You know the motherfucker had on something like a silk shirt. So yeah, he's a goddamn fool.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Work, and this, you know, I don't base off of gossip, innuendo, none of that shit. This is a direct pipeline. He is coming, and he is coming for little Tony. But that is to be when? Supposedly July the 26th. So we'll see how that works out. But getting back to the race, Old Ground and Pound decided they was going to try this again. Well, I think Ground and Pound learned that they need to leave Joe alone. When Joe is...
They want him on motor now.
On the motor. That's correct. That's correct. Leave him alone. I'm going to tell you this, baby boy. If he like that on the motor, you really think you want that man spraying against you? You better leave that motherfucker alone.
I told Johnny like this here. He had a better chance with it stuck on than it got down to being on the motor. Fuck you.
Yeah, he do. You know, the best thing they can do is when Joe come back out there, instead of having all them Ground and Pound T-shirts on, y'all put on some Long Island Joe shirts and y'all be cool. Like that'll keep you from getting hurt. But I do got to say this, Ground and Pound represented. They was out there. They was out there full force. That they were. I got to give it to them. Hold on a second. I'm going to leave your mic.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't Ground and Pound got a Malibu big block, a blue one?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, was it blue or white? No. They had a Malibu there, but it was a white. They had two white ones, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
They had two. Are you asking with interest, sir?
Come on, Junior. This is me. I'm always interested, even if I'm outclassed.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got enough people on the line out of Chicago. Maybe somebody can get Ground and Pound on the line, and they can take care of that curiosity you have.
They was talking about playing on the mic.
You
got to
do all that. The Buick boy just texted me and said they call everybody out at the track. Anybody on the property, the Buick boys, on
that,
motor.
Okay. I'm not going to get into this debate.
I'm going on mute.
I'm not going to get into this debate with the Buick boys because we debate this every single time. When you looking down a motherfucker's throat, then you want to engage. All I can say to this, to the Buick boys, come July the 26th, if your schedule permits, if you would like to engage on the same playing field, get your motherfucking asses to 131. That's all I can say. And I'm going to make it my business to accommodate y'all.
Hey, Squinchy.
What's up?
Hey, how old is little Chris?
He turned 18 at the track.
14?
Yesterday. He's been grudge racing for 3 years. Since he was 16.
I don't give a fuck how long he's been grudge 15. Racing. I know an eight year old that cut a better light than him. Can we bet on a time slip?
Nope. Shut up. Get your ass in the car next to him.
I'm
and we
trying,
can bet on
hey,
that.
Hey, I'm trying to get that time slip betting right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got
we bet.
any
I got
when
one right now.
Next, when the man is sitting next to us and we got a race or we bet on the reaction at the track, I will do it. I'm not doing a phantom, no stories, no none of that. When you sitting at the track, we can bet on the react. I bet you then, because I know how he cut a light. I bet you then. I'm not going on who did what or nothing, none of that. Nope, I'm not falling for that trick.
Hey, Squinchy.
I'm not going for the banana in the tailpipe.
Well, guess what? He going to have a big old banana in the tailpipe if he lock in with this that I'm saying right now. I guarantee you that. I keep saying it. I don't care who it is that raced within the last week, 2 weeks, days, hours. I put this ticket up against any motherfucker.
I don't want to see the fucking ticket, Junior. I want to see my man on the
Junior.
Tree.
You better not.
I
want
to see my man on the tree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, is Ryan Davis on the phone for chance?
I don't see, no. But let me go and open up a couple more lines here. 612-5859, your mic is open.
Hey, Junior, who was that just asking about a ground and pound on motor with a Malibu?
Squinchy. Who was asking about ground and pound? Mr. Squinchy.
Yeah.
Hey, Squinchy, I got a Regal on the motor.
I didn't ask. I wasn't looking for you. I was trying to figure out which car y'all came to Milan with. I don't know if it's
blue or
white.
I thought you were asking about a motor car.
No. I don't want you to crack my head with a motor car. I'm a crackhead. I ain't going to lie. I got to cut it off.
Okay.
Yeah, you just heard him talking about running off business.
Sir, the one speaking about own motor, are you looking to engage, sir?
You know I am.
I mean, I may know this, sir, but I'm saying this for all the other listeners. There might be guys out there on the motor that might want to engage, sir. I'm trying to get you a ticket to the dance. I'm trying to get you a ticket to the dance.
Stop suspension reason all the motor for little Tony Rex.
That is Tony, you might have to have a 2-day event with this motherfucker. Crazy. Friday they testing and tuning, am I right, Tom? So I don't want nobody to be sleeping. Is Tone on the line?
That's correct. Friday is test and tune. Yeah.
And Tone, if I'm correct, that's another event that you will be paying for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because I'm a fat guy. I'm eating, right? You got me covered, right? I got to be correct on that.
Hey, Squishy, would you say breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I want y'all to know I'm a big ass, if I'm not going to say it, very big ass mother. I eat a lot.
I'll get this goddamn pot boy off the phone, man.
It's never scared nor. Get it correct, Chemo. Thank you. I want you to really keep practicing that word, never scared nor.
Hey, Squinch, you might as well just sit next to the grill, man. That's all you got to do, man.
Hey, they gave off free food last year. I peeped it. Slouch had, because I didn't have a good spot I wanted, and I peeped the grill. Slouch had my man move his enclosed and dually down so I could squeeze in there, and I set up camp right there next to the grill where they was giving the free hot dogs and everything out. They asked me could I move down. I ate so much. And they said it was free food, so I wanted to make sure I got my $150 worth.
Well, Squinchy, did you get your money's worth, man?
I think I ate $400 worth of hamburger meat. a case of steak. Hey, I have to be nourished. They talk about that liquor. I'm giving that liquor to your boy Mario. I'm going to eat the food. I'm going to get drunk on steaks. Me and that chemo while he playing it off. We're going to OD on steaks. Watch.
Hey, Tone, now I know who Big Dude was that kept walking around with a turkey leg all day. Yeah, I know who it is now. I was like, damn, this motherfucker still got that same turkey leg, but then I kept seeing those different pieces missing. I'm like, no, that ain't the same piece I seen him with earlier.
You see, food was free. That was the aim.
Hey,
your money,
you need to
eat all
that. Quincy, I just got a motherfucker out of Chicago saying you better shut your mouth before he tell you a new asshole. I just got that text.
What motherfucker was that?
Well, hey, Kimo, the way I see it, if they trying to engage with Squinchy, all they got to do is press the one button. Come on. Let me open up this line. 313-4124, your mic is open. 313-4124. Nope, let me go to the next one. 773-3630, your mic is open. 773-3630, your mic is open. Well, y'all go ahead. I mean, they gun shy tonight, baby.
Ground and Pound, I think, got a white or a blue Malibu big block stock suspension nitrous car. And I think they was out to mining, and we talked about it before. And I can't.
You know what? I'm not sure about
that. Hey,
Dan. Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
Mr. Hey, Sweetie.
What up, sir? What up, fucked up?
What kind of car you got, Sweetie?
Fuck you, Three Lugs. You know what car I got, Three Lugs.
I don't like how you talking to Kimo. I don't like how you talking to Kimo, man. I'll blow your back out of your taller head, motherfucker.
With what, that raggedy-ass yellow car?
Yeah, that's all the car I got.
Three Lugs, I got that. I'm going to beat your ass. We're going to do it before, little Tony.
Okay.
Come on down here to Mike. I want to
have
some
fun.
I'm
going to be a little tolerant with it. I'm going to be a little tolerant with
it. If that bitch is smoking, popping, and shooting oil down the front of the track, because I think you got a squirt gun that you be trying to shoot down the track so that another motherfucker can slide, slip, or trip, I'm not racing that motherfucker.
Kill all you roaches, and you want the roaches I'm trying to kill.
Why you got to? You got the rage for him, Three Love.
Huh?
You got some rage you gonna spray on his ass?
I'm gonna spray his ass. I'm trying to kill him.
Three Love.
Hey, when you fuck with Lil Tony, that's part of Mafia Motorsport. I'm part of that crew right now. I'm fucking you up.
Fucking me up, Three Love.
Yeah.
That's slow.
Three Love, what you fucking him up with? Lug Nut? Yeah. Whatever y'all want to call my car, regular red. What y'all want to call it, regular red, smoking machine, whatever you want to call it.
That bitch get out of there, damn it. A nigga can't see if he's behind you. That's how you win, motherfucker.
Well,
I
don't know. You
cut the tree down with that motherfucker, smoke a motherfucker out. He can't see.
I'm do like I did a little wheel. Like I got did a little wheel. I'm do yours the same way.
Nah,
you
ain't gonna do me the same way, goddamn. Because I guarantee you, we gonna get out in front of your ass.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Three Lugs.
I'm gonna try to get your drive here.
He's so stupid. Three Lugs, you know how good you watched her. Goddammit, don't act like you ain't seen him in action.
Man, ain't send your motherfucking driver.
Good driver. You ain't supposed to when you about to give me your goddamn money, motherfucker.
Hey,
everybody
man.
Get their courage up every once in a while. Shit, you got yours, huh?
Hey,
Hey, listen, you're right. You're right with everything you just said. But you and that Brian Davis, I'm going to take this Mustang and fuck Brian Davis up, and I'm going to take this yellow motherfucker and fuck you up.
You ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
Anna,
ain't not a damn thing. I said all the same. I ain't going to feel all with you. I ain't going to feel a look box with you, but you on that motherfucking piece of paper. That paper said kill me. You on that motherfucking paper. I'm killing your ass.
Hey, Lugnut, can I get on that paper?
Who is this?
It's Little Super Dougie.
Who?
Dougie.
You ain't talking to nobody.
I ain't talking nobody. With it. I ain't talking nobody. I want my man to shit the chemo and Lil Tony. That's what I want.
I appreciate the respect.
Man, you ain't shit. I'm going to blow your ass out, motherfucker.
You ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
Lock your ass in. I'm going to beat your ass with Lil Tony Ray, motherfucker.
Get your
pen and paper ready, Junior. Get your pen and paper ready, Junior. Say somebody talk, I'm going to lock your ass up.
That pen and paper always ready now.
I'm going to lock your ass up. Say somebody talk it.
With your Trans Am or the Mustang?
Motherfucker, I said Leon.
Oh, man, there you go, Leon, man.
There you go.
Hey,
Doug.
We see grown people talking, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Doug, that yellow bitch from Young Money, I'm pretty sure I'm trying like a motherfucker, might be there. And you know how that motherfucking yellow thing is to Leon. They put a streak up his back. So.
Hey, what I do that yellow thing? I put two on this motherfucking back. I put two streaks on this motherfucking back.
A yellow motherfucker keeps streaks up. Leon ain't got a good record with Young Money at the goddamn 131 track.
Young Money got a good record with me. Young Money got a good record with me. I whooped that motherfucker. He paid me twice. I got some of his money twice. He got Leon money once.
We
so what
do
you
say,
Tom?
I got young money.
Won't you listen, man? I got Young Money money at 41, and I came to the hometown. He paid the puck out money off, and he whooped Leon. So he ain't did shit.
This me, goddammit. I ain't paying no puck out, and I'm coming to whoop your ass. So
well,
that yellow bitch you got with that four brat, I'm gonna engage with you. I'm gonna engage with you with that motherfucker. Fuck your car. And
I
ain't gonna see that smoke with my Mustang.
Okay.
With my Mustang, right?
Yeah, with your Mustang, yeah.
With my Mustang. Okay, I ain't got a problem with that. With your yellow Trans Am.
Yeah. Yellow Trans Am, yeah.
Motherfucker, you want my car? Quit acting funny. God damn it. Don't go talking about chicken breast. Who is this on the background filling in on my gamble? Who the fuck filling in on my gamble? You racing this race? I'm going to see you there with that bitch, god damn it. You on the property? I have on 15 or better. That's all you can get.
Hey, man. I'm not locking a 500 or 1500. I'm going to lock the biggest T-50 in on the G-ball. So you want to lock the 250 in on the 1000, you're going to lock your ass in. I'm going to take my car and get your ass ready.
If we on the property and I'm on the property with my Mustang, I got your ass. Motherfucker.
It's a
write
lock
that
down,
Junior. Write that down, Junior.
Hold on. One at a time. Slow. Y'all know I'm slow.
Here it go. If I'm on the property, and he on the property with that yellow ratty Trans Am that he been running, and I'm on the property with my Mustang, that's a lot. 250 on a 1000. 400 Pro Tree, Little Crib.
No. We're not running on a Pro Tree. We're off a regular
what the
tree.
Fuck.
I ain't crazy.
I ain't worried fucking with that. You gone. We threw right there.
I'm
on a Pro Tree.
I got my own car. Ain't not driving my car but me. I got my own motherfucking car.
You motherfucker, you've been racing for 150 years. Get up with the car.
And I don't like that Pro Tree shit. I'm at a red light. I don't want none of that.
Yeah, man, we ain't fuck with that.
I need to see a lot of cars come down.
This ain't no bracket race, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, they say you scared.
And I'm not. I've proved that point, so we know you can't get out on me like that, goddamn it. I go race and outclass myself all the time. I proved that. I will race out my class all the time. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? We can run off a pro tree, but I might just drive a car off a pro tree. We can run off a pro tree, but I might not be in the car. We're going to steal like that in. We're going off a pro tree.
There you go, putting big drag up to your battles again when you steal
your car. So what, motherfucker? So motherfucker, what
is that? I don't give a fuck, Leah. I'm like, hold up, Junior. I just went on the internet and pulled this motherfucker picture up just because he talking so much shit to me. I'm looking at Leon's fat ass. I'm looking at his Three Lugs fat ass right now. You fat motherfucker. Just because you said that, I had to pull your picture up and look it out on the internet.
You
feel like I'm talking right to you.
You put up a bad motherfucker picture. You looking at it, didn't you?
God damn it. Uncomfortably built like me, bastard.
Yeah, we both going to them cheap ass steak down. I like you cheap restaurant food, too.
We going to eat together. All right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is that a lock or what?
It's a lock, yeah. It really is. Yeah. It's a lock, yeah.
All right.
Got it down, Junior.
Okay, can I hear it?
Tell it to him, man.
Hold on. Come on. State it out. It don't take long.
My Mustang against his yellow Trans Am 400 Pro Tree on a 250 lock on 1,000. Track rules. Or better.
Track rule, right. Quarter mile.
8 mile. I don't do that shit. Cut
quarter
that out.
Mile. Run no motherfucking eighth.
8 mile. I don't run no goddamn eighth.
I run eight. I did not run no motherfucking eighth. I'm not in Mississippi.
I go eighth. I'm in Michigan.
Well, we're going to
lock
that
up for that.
We got locked there. I don't run the eighth. You move them, I got to catch you down there. So I ain't run no eighth. I can't catch you in the eighth. I catch you at the 1320.
You wasn't going to catch me either way.
I bet I gap your motherfucking ass, nigga.
I ain't giving you shit.
Okay, these are you on fucking edge.
You ain't
gonna
do shit,
man. I said this
up. You don't want to come on the show.
Don't gap your ass. You don't got to pay me, man. Don't gap your ass. You don't got to pay me, man. I'm gonna pay you if I don't gap your ass.
If you gap me to the quarter, I ain't got to.
What? I'm listening.
What did you do?
If I don't gap you to the quarter, I'm going to pay you. If I gap your way, you got to pay me double, motherfucker.
No, now you're throwing double out there. That ain't what you said before. I just wanted you to repeat it. Now you throw ecstasy.
Hey,
you double
talking. I can't lose around the whole board. If I don't gap your way, if I don't gap you, I'm going to pay your ass. Because you ain't going to win if you don't gap you.
Listen. I would do it, but the only reason, because we run back though with that cup, but only reason I have a specific agenda that I'm doing, and I'm gonna be set up for the eighth. I know we gonna be set up for the eighth because I got shit locked in.
Well, do like this here. I'll be there when you catch me Friday. Then you put your gear into Saturday night, motherfucker. Friday night, motherfucker.
No, because I'm testing and running. I'm testing and running.
Yeah, I'll catch you another race day, then.
I'm not going through that.
I just said, don't do that. I'll catch you another race day, then. I'll see you. I'll catch you again. I'm not running away. I'll catch you again.
All right.
Tony, let me
scratch this off. I'm going to open up a couple lines. 313-4124, your mic is open. 3-41-24. Nope.
Go to the next 773-3630. Your mic is open. 773-3630.
773-4786.
Your mic is open.
Oh, what's up,
Junior? You got background noise. What's happening, Terrell? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just listening in. That's all.
There you go. There you go, brother.
Strangler. Will your car be ready for Tony's race?
Yeah, be ready for Tony's race.
I'm trying to get
it. Oh, yeah?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Responding.
Hey, y'all, can I have the phone for 1 minute?
I'm trying to do something.
Hey, hold on 1 minute. Hey, Drake, can I have it for 1 minute? Hey, Eastside State, Terrell. I'm going to like to have two races with you. I'm going to make Pete fuck your brother or make Leon fuck you up. Because you looked at me like 2 weeks ago on the show, motherfucker. I'm on here today, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Here we
Hello?
Go.
Hello.
Hey, boy, let me tell you something, man. I ain't worried about it. I ain't studying. I'm cleaning my backyard up first before I get to Detroit.
Man. I'll kill no ass in, man. I'll make Pete fuck
love,
brother,
love,
make Leon fuck you up.
Free love. I'm not locked in with
you.
Hey,
you need to clean your backyard up before you get to Detroit, because when you get down here, we're going to have you goddamn raking our leaves. For real.
Hey, man,
like,
I don't
want to
fuck
my
brother in Detroit. Hey,
I'm not worried about Free Love. I ain't worried about Screech. None of that shit, man. Hey, there ain't
you
no
looking
worried about
who's
that
shit,
man. That ain't nothing, man. Come on, man.
I've been trying to get you out of the car.
I got locked in with you, Three Love, because you know how we do it. We're at the same premises. It's right. We're going to get down.
Y'all been eluding me for two years. The 2 years with that little raggedy-ass car I got, that old heavy piece of shit of car I got, y'all been ducking and other shit been coming up on both ends. I've been trying to get it to Eastside Strangler. I've been trying to get it to y'all.
Okay, who's talking right now? Who been ducking you?
Squinchy.
Okay, who ducked you from Eastside Strangler?
With the Hawk. I want the Hawk, but y'all had that Malibu. Don't y'all got, two Malibus, a photo Malibu and that white.
No, that's about a pound.
I got it wrong, then. I apologize.
I never ducked anybody at the track. It was when I came out to Martin Miss Y'all Race.
Is the Hawk ready?
It'll be ready July 26th.
That's your car, right?
Yes, sir.
You speaking for your car, nobody else, right? I mean, we have
discrepancies
before. Okay. If you there on the property, and I'm glad I'm not locked up. I got one other race. After I do my other race, I want to race the Hawk.
Okay. That's a lock then. We're on the same property. And that red car, your must on the same property. That's the race.
Okay.
I got you on that one.
I'm going to be there.
I'm definitely going to
be there.
Hey,
look,
hey,
which one's
Mustang?
Which one's Mustang, Terrell?
Huh? Which one's
Mustang?
What'd you say?
Which one is Mustang?
I'm talking about the red Mustang with the white hood.
Right, okay, there you go.
Right.
Why you say that,
Three Love? Right. Don't know why I said it, motherfucker. You ain't gonna trick no motherfucking body.
Hey, that's Pro Tree, quarter mile.
8 miles.
He gonna run
it, Terrell.
I'll run it quarter mile, man.
He's not a kid, Terrell.
I can be whatever, but the reason is because I got a point already set up with some Southern people with that car set up like it is, or I would change it and go out the back door. I don't have a problem with it, but if you like three lugs, then you got to catch me another day, but I do want the haul.
Can I say something to you? If you drive it on me, so you got to set your car up to where my car set up at. So I run out the back door of my car.
Then, you know what?
I'm going to keep it clean.
Hey. When we do get to do it, we're going to do it in the back door. I ain't got a problem with that.
Okay.
Hey, you like getting money away. You say you like getting money away, right? Bring your man to the track where you get your ass blowed out. Tell him to get for you around the corner. You got a 9. It shouldn't take that long.
Nah, I'm not changing. I'm not doing all that. I got other shit going on. I got the car set up. Yeah. I got the car set up like it stands for another race. Don't try that slick shit, motherfucker. I already told you. You heard.
You like getting money away. So bring your mechanic to the track.
Shit. It's Lil Tony out. Tell the motherfuckers to grind on your coat to get off this motherfucking gamble. God damn it, I told him I got something else locked in.
They told me another
fucking car. I'm accommodating some of my Southern brothers with the car. God damn it. They're coming all the way, and I'm accommodating them. You close to home, we can meet anywhere and get your ass flew out. And I set it up for the quarter, motherfucker. I give a fuck about no quarter.
Somebody got their window open. You got our AC on. You got background noise coming through, man.
Hold on, that's me.
Okay. Let me open up this mic real quick here. 313-0619. Your mic is open. 313-0619. Your mic is open. Now you got some background noise there. 313-0150, your mic is open.
Dang, Junior, about time, man. You know what I'm saying? You let the CEO on high.
Randy. I opened that line up about 35 minutes ago. I didn't get no response, and you know how this shit works. It fell to the bottom of the line, sir. I just made it to the bottom. How you doing, Randy?
How y'all doing, man? I heard Three Lug on here saying something about Young Money, man. You know what I'm saying? Check in with his motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
See, the day you go online, you heard Three Lug say shit about no motherfucking Young Money. You want your pussy pop, you get your pussy pop too, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
See, this is Three Lug. When you talk about Lil Chris, you talking about Young Money, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking Young Money.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Hold on. Ding, ding. Round two. Let's go.
Hey, this is CEO for Young Money. I heard you driving up there. I make me knock your ass out if I get you in the car, motherfucker.
Don't worry about it. I'm getting there. I'm going to be racing like a motherfucker about another week or two.
Okay, you should have plenty of seat time, then. You should have plenty of seat time for Lil Tony Race. Lock your ass in that notice when you was riding there. I make Leon calm in your ass.
Why you can't do it? Why you got to make Leon do it?
Hey, man. They say your tie is bigger than your hood, motherfucker. So what I want a big tie cop for?
It ain't no big tie cop, motherfucker. It's a 28 on me.
Is it a backhand car, stock suspension car?
Nah, it's a leaf spring cop, man. It's a street cop, man.
Hey, actually, it's a backhand car, stock suspension car, man.
I don't know what it is, man.
Okay, then well, I know what Leon car, nigga, knock your ass out.
It's a stock suspension leaf spring car, you deaf mute motherfucker, you non-educated, has an ass motherfucker. Hey, man.
See, you dumb as hell, dude. My buddy got a fucking leaf spring car with me and two of them. We're not about, buddy, you dumb bitch. So what you talking about?
It's a straight-up street car, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about, your fat ass.
Hey, man. You sound like Dee Dee. You said they're like Dee Dee. Tell me he got a stock visit car.
Hey,
he got a stock car. I got a street car, motherfucker. No hands in it. No friends.
Hey, Young Money. Hey, Young Money, I got a question. They say
you debuted your it was your driving debut yesterday. So this mean you gonna be engaging now?
Man, I'm gonna be engaging. Man, I think I like it, Tony. You know what I'm saying?
So you gonna lead by example then? Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think I like the driving thing, man. So I'm gonna stick with it for a minute.
And this Nova is a what? A street car?
It's like a street car. I got a roll cage in it, but it's like a leaf spring car. You know?
Okay, is this a small block or a big block car, sir? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
It's a big block.
Oh, no, I got to leave that alone, sir. I apologize. Too many questions asked on my behalf. I apologize.
Hey, Junior, we might call that bitch ecstasy because it's going to make you feel some type of way.
Yeah, but if you say something slick, boy, I'm going to make you feel any which way you want to feel. I promise you that now.
Did you engage that LTD you got down there this week?
No, sir. It's down at the moment, but it will be ready July the 26th, sir. I guarantee
man,
you that.
Like gamble, man. Me and you can't go down, man.
Junior.
Yes.
I knew I had to talk to you about something. I got your race.
Yes.
Yes, we do. He going to have it on the property. He will be there. He already, I didn't have no way to get a hold of you. I knew somebody had to tell you. We going to have it.
I'm listening, sir.
700-pound Buick LeSabre with sound, plush interior, no roll cage. He'll be there. He said he will go up to the liquor store, drive you around to Neat Deep, and come back. Matter of fact, he had Bobby Blue Pants on when he pulled up on me.
Hey, and the dude got a dial in the passenger seat.
What?
Sir, that Buick LeSabre you talking about, sir, I got one race locked in. As soon as I get done with that race, he can come see me. Yes. Yes.
I got you on that, dude. That's a Pontiac stack. They know who you are.
Junior, he's from Pontiac.
Yes, sir.
Junior, he ain't nothing to worry about. That's another Pontiac guy.
I'm not. Listen to what I'm saying. I got one race locked in. As soon as I'm done with that race, they can come see me.
Hey, Junior. I just want to ask one thing, though, for real. Let's get away from the race for a second. Just addressing chemo.
Yes.
Didn't you say on earlier, no matter what, that you heard I'm engaging, right? I can't
That's
win
correct.
Them all.
That's
but
correct.
But I've been winning,
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Pontiac North Never Scared Racing have been engaging this year. Can you say that, chemo?
Oh.
You say what?
Don't we got a race? Can you say that, chemo? Would you come off? We got the same race back and no ET with you off the trailer. I'm going to light your ass up. So quit saying that about Pontiac because Pontiac is racist and you not.
Hey, I'm going to show you why y'all like our style.
You losing. You're going to show me why you losing. You're going to show me why you losing because my record is better than yours right now.
Hey, did you see what happened to you yesterday? I didn't think you were winning either now.
You know what? That's okay, but I'm outclassed. I'm jumping on Turbo GT. Can you say that? Thank you. God, he quiet.
Hello.
And I
Hello.
Got a street car.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you. Every motherfucker that was big with their chest stuck out, I'm showing up going to the cap and say, you know what, I don't care, let's go. If you ain't going to give me the wiggle, then I got to do it. And I'm getting in the shootouts. Can you say that?
Wait.
You can call every one of them guys and they can say, that motherfucker's so stupid and crazy, he coming at us. Can you say that?
Scrunchy.
Okay, he got quiet. He got
Scrunchy.
Junior. He got quiet.
Scrunchy. If you let me ask you, you see what? See, you trying to go off of luck. And one thing I know, a fool and his money will soon depart. Don't you see how you were depart all day yesterday? You keep that shit up. You ain't ready to put no gas in the race car.
The weeks before paid for yesterday, and I'm still ahead because I lost 3-1-2, so I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it.
Guess what? I'm going to race you 2 times a day, so you ain't got to go tap on nobody else's shoulder. Just keep coming to race me.
Let me ask, how many people engage 5 times in a day? Randy is on the line. Randy, answer to my question. Will Young Money Chris engage?
Yeah, here you go. He's going to go.
Thank you. We ain't going to talk about it no more. We done. Let's move on to the next
all
subject.
About,
that's all I feel like I feel like I got to say.
Scrunchy. So I tell you what. Once I beat you off the trailer, I'm going to turn around and let your ass leave since y'all are gone. Not like both of them races did.
I'll take that.
Oh,
I get the lead. I get the office trailer and the lead. I'll take that. Okay. No problem.
Yeah. You're going to get the lead. You ain't going to get no.
Okay. Well, Junior, write that down. I don't have a problem.
That, man.
I get the lead.
That,
I don't have a problem.
I'll knock your ass.
Thank you. No problem. We locked it in. We locked.
Hold on. Now.
I ain't
what
gonna
is
have
this
to
now?
Race nobody but you all day.
First race is
off the trailer.
Timo got to come off the trailer.
Next race, we're going to let him leave. Then
thank
you want to put a third race on it? I got your ass off
what?
That back
what? No, I ain't fuck with that back, though. Nope, I got that. And that's at the next Noichi. You got that, Junior? 8 Mile Pro Tree. I get this. I get him off the trailer. Then I get him. If I lose, I get which we're gonna do the second race. I get the lead. I'm taking both of them. Fuck it.
Listen,
I take both of them.
Now I give you your race. You give me my race. I'm gonna take and knock your ass unconscious out that back door. I'm gonna gap your ass.
I believe it. I believe it. I'm set up for the 8 Mile. I believe it.
Well, you don't give me my second race, I can't give you your second race.
You the one that spoke on it. I didn't. You said what you was going to do to me. You said what you was going to do to me. And you said when I do this one, I'm going to give you this. Motherfucker, it's Christmas. I'm going to take it. I open up presents, motherfucker.
Well, it ain't no lock for you.
Now you backing up. Don't say the race and not back up. You said what you was gonna give me.
Scrunchy. I told you I'm gonna give you everything for drag racing out that back.
All the windows.
You giving me everything in drag racing to the back door?
Yeah.
I'd be a fool.
You wanna take that?
No, because I don't want to be pushed out. I don't like that back tire shit. You going to sit back? You going to go back?
No, I'm going to start right up that tree. I'm starting off.
No, I'm not. You can't give me everything in drag racing. You can't give me everything in drag racing. No. You can't give me everything in drag racing then. No. Back up and I'll take it. Back up.
Well, I could never bag up. I blow up before
only,
if I bag
again,
up. I blow
the
up.
Only man that's true 100 with that is Johnny Quick because he said, I don't give a fuck. He said, I give you the back tire and I'll back up. Everybody else,
because
you know what the fuck is going to happen. Niggas going to spin the tire sitting out there with all that shit tomorrow.
You know what, man? You know what? If I go out that back door and I bag up, do you think I'm going to stop pulling?
I'm taking that chance. Hold on. I get the back tire, the brake, and the goddamn clear. You think I ain't gonna take that even if you only backing up a goddamn 6-6 foot? Fuck yeah, I'm gonna try that. You goddamn right, I'm gonna try that. And you gotta have to beat all. You gotta beat me in them 2 races, which it ain't gonna happen.
Shit.
Fuck yeah, I jump on that. You goddamn right, I jump on that.
Fuck
Come on.
Okay, well,
lock that
in. Everything in drag racing, but I'm starting where I'm going.
Okay, okay, when you beat them two races and we do that, then I give you that. Or if I beat you with one of the races, I give you yours.
Frenchy,
if
you
I beat
talking.
You.
The second race ain't even locked in. I didn't agree to it. But
you
want to
set it up.
Yeah,
I got the off
trailer.
Trailer.
You got
now you don't want to give me. Now you don't want to give me the clear on the second race. You the one that said it. You don't want to give me the clear.
No. Listen. We're gonna kill you in one race. I'm gonna clear your ass off the trailer. I put another 500 on that.
I'll take it.
It's locked.
Fuck.
Now that's a lock.
Hold on now. Let's start this over because y'all two son of guns said 1,000 things, and I ain't going to sit here and take fucking dictation. Now, what is the race? And which race? Are we talking about race number one or race number 45? Which one?
Listen, Junior, I'm gonna clear him. I'm going to race him off the trailer for 5 on 15 or better. I'll put another 500 on the... Listen, now I'm going to put another 500 that I claim in the same race off the trailer. So I got to put up an extra 500 to his 1,500.
I'll take that.
No. That's wrong. Me and him got to put up 500 apiece on the side for the cleaner.
Ain't this a bitch. You just said the bet. Now you switching up more than anybody.
No.
Let's do this. We got the first race, Junior, on lock. I'm leaving it. Hold on, Kimo. We leaving the first race off the trailer alone. I'm leaving that alone because I don't even want the guy. I want the lead, like you said on the second one. I want to, because you said it, you put it out there. Hold on, I'm gonna do it like this because you said it. The second race, I want the lead to the A. I want the lead to the eighth. You got to clear me. I get the lead, and you got to clear me. That's the second race. And you got to clear me.
Alphabet, Squinch, did you hear what I said? I will clear you out the back door. You just hear what you want to hear. I don't clear you out the back door. But
and you will.
Said,
I'm not doing that.
Okay, now, you said we weren't going to agree. Now, let's see. Now here, I said I will put up another 500 to your 500 that I clear your ass off the trailer. So that's a bet that me and you got to decide.
Okay.
So yeah, I will clear you off the trailer.
That don't even need to be on the book. I want the second race. I want the lead.
I'm only giving you a lead if we run a quarter mile. If we run a quarter mile, I'll give you a lead.
Now you switching up, Kimo. You know I race 8 mile. You trying that old slick shit. Come on, Kimo. We got the one race locked in. Junior, we're going to leave the first original race alone. I'm going to give you this. Hold on. I'm going to try to accommodate you. If I beat you, okay? No. If you beat me, we come back and I get the clearance. Let's just do that. If you beat me off the trailer, let's come back and give me the lead. No fucking clear or none. Just give me the lead. That's all I'm saying. Just give me the lead. Fuck it. Let's make it simple. Just do that. 8 mile, give me the lead and come get me. What you can do. You got a bad bitch. Don't act like you don't. That's sub-zero. That's Kimo. Come on.
I give you lead off that bad, though. I got to have time to catch.
No. No.
I can't do that.
But you put it up there first. Okay. Then we wait for his time again. Move on to the next one. I'm done. Move on to the next one.
Let me check this next mic. Hold on. 313-0619. Your mic is open.
Why y'all be winning?
313-0619. Nope.
I needed that turnover, too.
All right, y'all can go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I won't clean him out that back though.
Well, if we ain't got nothing else going on, I'm ready to shut this down, gentlemen.
Have a good night.
But I thank you guys for calling in. Hey, Squinch, before I go, I got that ticket burning a hole in the pocket right now. Come on.
Georgia, I love tricks. Hey, I love tricks. Not tonight.
It ain't a trick. It ain't a trick. This is a fact. This is a proven fact. And I'm going to repeat myself. I don't give a fuck who it is. Match the reaction time to the one I got. Ain't a motherfucker cut a better light than my man did off the foot break on a pro tree.
I already told you what we cut. I'm not doing that. He probably did.
Hey, Junior.
He probably did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Warren Johnson, Kirk Johnson said they're going to call into the show next week.
Hey, tell Warren and Kirk, tell Warren, hey, what was that? They want to what?
They want to be a proud sponsor of tires.
Hey, man. Hey, Danny, leave that shit alone, man. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I learned this a long time ago. A lot of times we jawjack and laugh at motherfuckers, and when they get their program together, man, they come back ugly. So you know, you better watch that SS Trailblazer. You better show them some respect, bro.
Man, please, you got a kid.
Hey, man. I appreciate y'all calling in, man. Y'all have a good week, man. And we'll see y'all next Sunday, man.
Until next time.
That's right.
Have a good night, Junior.